You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You see that new Oxidol white on clothesline after clothesline because housewives everywhere are switching to Procter & Gamble's new white Oxidol. And no wonder. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Actually washes clothes whiter than ever before. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. Get that new whiteness in your clothes next wash day. Use new white Oxidol. It actually gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. There's not a shirt, a sheet, or a towel that won't wash far whiter with new white Oxidol.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Even when you dry your clothes inside, you'll still get that amazingly whiter Oxidol wash. And what's more, that sparkling new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. So try this new white Oxidol. Once you do, you'll want your wash to have that new Oxidol white every week. New Oxidol is truly safe for washable colors, too. They actually come out brighter. So get new white Oxidol today. Your dealer has it now. Next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, poor Ma is caught in the middle once more. On the one hand, there's Joseph. Angry, hurt, conscience-stricken, wanting to leave town for good. And on the other hand, there's Constable Jim Tookie saying he's got orders to arrest Joe and hold him for disturbing the peace, just because last night the boy finally lost his temper over all the kidding he's received because of his friendship with Miss Ann Morrison. And then, too, there's the town, Rushville Center. Apparently, it's mad, too. A little while ago, Alfred Sinclair invited Ma to a meeting over at Mayor Ross's office. And there, they found Banker Pendleton, who had some pretty drastic things to say. The gist of which was, well, listen.
The first day you came to town, Mrs. Sinclair, you and Miss Morrison, the first day we told you that Mayor Ross here had set up a committee to help you find out what you want to know about the town, what there is to know about the town, what pictures to take and the like. So far, you haven't come to the committee once. You've gone running to Ma Perkins. No, I'm not saying that Ma's wrong, but there's more to Rushville Center than Ma Perkins. We just don't feel that you're doing us justice at all. It's our story about our town, and we feel we ought to have something to say about it. So we've just got to insist, Mr. Sinclair. From now on, you and Miss Morrison, you do things our way, or...
What, Mr. Pendleton?
Well, we'll just have to get in touch with your magazine back east and have them send somebody else out to finish the story. If it can't be done right, no point having it done at all.
Land of Goshen, Augusta.
Now, Ma, it's all right.
Well, no, it ain't all right, Mr. Sinclair. I wasn't invited to this meeting officially, but it ain't all right. I've been sitting here not sure rightly that I could believe my own ears.
I take it, Mr. Mayor, that what Mr. Pendleton has just said, his ultimatum, I take it that's an official viewpoint? He's speaking for the whole town?
Well, you see, it's this way, Mr. Sinclair.
Heavens to Betsy, Mayor Ross, it ain't true.
Sure, it's fine for you to talk, Ma. You and yours have had a Roman holiday out of them being here.
Wait a minute. Let's not descend to name-calling. Mr. Pendleton, you've made a very eloquent presentation of your grievances. You claim they represent the opinion, the feelings of the whole town. Now, if you'll just be seated, I'll try to answer you. Sit down, Mr. Pendleton. Now, I've got the floor.
Well, I...
Augustus, sit down. Let Mr. Sinclair speak his mind.
Well, let's make it brief. I've got a bank to run. I haven't got all day.
Yes, I know. Neither have I. I have a story to finish. I'm sorry you don't approve of the way Miss Morrison and I have treated the story of Rushville Center, Mr. Pendleton.
It isn't what we want, Mr. Sinclair.
How do you know it isn't? What you have here in this week's issue of the magazine is only the first installment. There are a number of installments yet to come. And later, even after the magazine story series is finished, There'll be still more material in the book Miss Morris and I are doing on your town. Now, you said a few minutes ago that this first installment is all about people. That's quite true, Mr. Pendleton. It is about people. I have no doubt that to you, the operations of your bank or Mayor Ross's pickle factory...
Oh, yes, my pickle factory.
Both very worthwhile institutions, I'm sure. Are probably much more interesting than people. But I like people, Mr. Pendleton. They fascinate me. And that's what makes magazines sell, what makes books sell. The fact that they do deal with real, interesting people. When all the banks of this world and all the pickle factories and all the cities have turned to dust, people will remain.
Well, I haven't time to sit here and listen to any of your sermons, Mr. Sinclair.
Mr. Pendleton, you started this. You've apparently some very positive viewpoints, and so you'd better hear me out. What do you know of people, Mr. Pendleton?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get the question. Let me repeat it.
You don't have to repeat it. I heard you. Do you realize that 94% of all the families in this county bank with me? What do I know about people? I can tell you almost to the penny what every man, woman, and child in this town has in his bank balance right this minute. What do I know about people?
And you think that qualifies you to tell me about Rushville Center? What can you tell me about the other 6%, Mr. Pendleton?
What other 6%?
The 6% who don't bank with you. They're part and parcel of the town, too.
Sure. That's the point. That's the point exactly. You're not interested in the real Rushville Center or what's good for us. You're just interested in the story, and you don't care where you get it. You go running to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and don't care whether he's got 2 cents to his name or not.
That's right, I don't.
We thought this story of yours would be the making of Rushville Center. Probably turn out to be the ruination of it. You running roughshod, you and Miss Morris, and carrying on.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Pendleton. I have an idea what's coming next, and I strongly suggest we keep personalities out of this. Now, I repeat, with all due apologies to you and your fabulous memory for bank balances, you know very little about the simple heart and soul of this community. You know only how much money it's got, or owes. And that isn't what we came here to find. We came here to find a spirit, a simple faith of a simple people living good, honest lives. We want to know about their dreams and their hopes, not their bank balances, Mr. Pendleton. We want to know about their heartaches and their joys, little things, but the important things. And that's why I turned to Ma Perkins, Mr. Pendleton. It was my idea, not hers. And whether you know it or not, Ma Perkins is the conscience of your town. It's like an old morality play. I don't know whether you've ever seen one, Mr. Pendleton. You should, though. There's always the good spirit, man's inner conscience, and the evil spirit. You're the evil spirit, Mr. Pendleton. Do you know that?
Mayor, I haven't time to sit around here listening to this crazy man anymore.
Yes, you're very evil. Always breeding discontent. Constantly trying to impose a false sense of values on this town. Trying to get everyone to keep up with the Joneses. Go into debt to do it. And of course, you're the only one who profits. You and your bank.
Well, if you've finished insulting me, Mr. Sinclair...
I haven't insulted you, Mr. Pendleton.
Huh.
When you go home tonight, if you'll examine your own conscience, you'll see the truth of what I've just told you.
Yeah.
When the final history of Rushville Center is written, gentlemen, you'll discover that you all have cause to sing hosannas to Ma Perkins, who's managed, in spite of you, in spite of greed and avarice and jealousy, to keep this town sane and honest. She's your Rock of Gibraltar, gentlemen. Give thanks to her. She's your conscience. Without her, you'd be just another dot on the map. Believe me.
Well, Mayor, looks like the only thing to do is for us to get in touch with this young man's bosses in New York and tell them what's going on. Maybe they can do something with him.
You're wasting your time, Mr. Pendleton. I'm a writer. Maybe not the best writer in the world, but I sleep nights because I write things as I see them and only as I see them. When I need someone else to tell me how or what to write, then I'll give up writing and try my hand at something else. Maybe, who knows, even running a bank.
Well, I'll talk to you later, Mayor. I'll get in touch with you and we can talk these things over alone.
Oh, before Mrs. Perkins and I leave, Mr. Mayor, there's something we'd like to take up with you. Oh, you may stay if you like, Mr. Pendleton. Mr. Mayor, I understand from Constable Tookie that certain pressure has been brought to bear, forcing him to press charges against a young man who got into a rather unfortunate situation last night over at the restaurant down the street.
Well, now, Mr. Sinclair, regarding that matter...
Now, look here, Mr. Sinclair. If you're talking about that hoodlum, Joseph...
What did you call him, Banker Pendleton?
No, no.
Hoodlum?
No, wait, Ma, wait. Banker Pendleton, I thought you decided to leave.
No, I haven't left. You might get away with it coming to our town, you and that Miss Morrison, and make mincemeat of our reputations with your magazine stories. But you're not going to interfere with our law and order. Rushville Center is a peaceable town. We're not going to have young hotheads running around beating up innocent people and smashing property, doing damage without their paying the penalty for it.
Augustus.
Ma, I wonder if you'd mind waiting for me outside.
Why, I don't understand all this. This shouting and temper.
It's all right, Ma. Don't give it another thought.
Goodbye, Mr. Mayor. Yes,
yes. Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Augustus.
Now, Ma, you just wait for me outside, hmm? Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right.
But what are you going to do, Mr. Sinclair? Oh, it ain't that I want Joseph to go off scot-free. Mr. Pendleton, Augustus is quite right. The boy did lose his temper last night. He hurt Mr. Skillet. There's doctor bills and all, and he should be made to pay some. It's just that he suffered so much already. He's wanting to leave town. He's a good boy, Mr. Sinclair, if they'd just leave him be.
Now, you just wait for me. I'm sure everything's going to be just fine.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now there's a wonderful new white Oxidol at your store, and you don't want to miss it. Because, listen, it actually washes clothes whiter than ever before. Yes, it's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history. You'll see the difference the minute you open the package. You'll see that now Oxidol is white. But more important, you'll see this new Oxidol gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, even when you dry your clothes inside, you'll get a wash that's amazingly whiter. And that new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. As long as you use new white Oxidol. It's truly safe, too. In fact, washable colors come out even brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, with Banker Pendleton in the mood he was in, what can Mr. Sinclair possibly say to him that would change his mind about Joseph? And, more to the point, with the mood Joseph's been in, can anything be done to change his mind about wanting to leave Rushville Center? Well, we'll learn that his mood has become considerably the worse for wear tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.